of laptops and more things like that. I'm sure she'll tell you a bit more about that soon. I'd also like to request, to reiterate my request from yesterday, if you have any feedback on the talks and everything, just send it to me. But for now, everyone, please welcome Martinka.
Volga wanted to say something first, though.
If somebody wants to help us doing video work now, today, and maintain operate the camera, you're very welcome. We would like to see other stuff. And if you want to help, just come to us after this talk or whatever. Of course, I need to go now. Enjoy Martin's talk.
Hi. Good morning, guys, and thanks for turning up in such a large number for this unmanly hour of the day, this Sunday. I didn't want to get up this morning. I'll be talking today about NetConf, and that's my idea of the replacement or an alternative network configuration management system for Debian. It is still vaporware, so consider this talk to be an introduction of ideas and also a way for me to get some feedback. I mean, the waterfall model in development, that's the best one, isn't it? I do intend to make it a backward compatible replacement for ifupdown. And it's going to be modular, so not like ifupdown, which is very, very monolithic. I want it to be modular and extensible, suitable for servers, desktops, and laptops alike. And I'm actually going to DevCamp right before our lovely conference, sure it isn't up anymore, in June, for an entire week of working on this. So here we go. We'll look at some problems with ifupdown. We'll look at what I consider to be desired functionality in a network configuration management system. I'll give you a brief overview of alternative solutions, and I'll also introduce a preliminary NetConf design. And we'll start with the problems. Ifupdown, that's what we use in Debian. That's how we configure network interfaces, be it on a server or even a laptop. And we try to make use of various means that ifupdown provides to be able to do things like location auto detection and wireless configuration. And those of you who have done it with ifupdown will know that considering it has been split from NetBase in 2000 and started as a project in 1999 and still is the Debian network configuration tool, it may not be able to do all the things that we want it to do nowadays. It can handle IPv4, IPv6, including tunneling over IPv4, IPX, SPX. It has a very flexible mapping concept, which allows you to do stuff like location changes, so you don't have to actually associate an interface with a configuration at all times. And it also has hooks, and we make use of these hooks a lot in Debian, actually. So here are some of the problems that I've identified. There's not enough information or feedback given to helpers that ifupdown uses. For instance, WPA supplicant or even DH client, once DH client is invoked, if you then cancel it, ifupdown thinks that the network interface has actually been brought up. You can see it here. I do ifdown, it's not configured, so I do ifup and I just cancel it immediately. If I do now ifup again, even though it hasn't been configured, I didn't even give the DH client a chance to run, it'll still be configured. And the return code is zero, which means success. So it's very difficult to work with this. Here's another one. You can put up hooks, pre-up hook of false. Now that means it's going to fail. If I do if up, it's going to fail. If I do if up minus minus force, it'll still fail. And I would expect minus minus force to ignore failures from the pre-up hook, but it doesn't. It tells me that everything has been going all right. Exit code of zero. Check this out. I have the up hook, which is after you actually configured the network interface. False, so it'll fail. I then configure it. It failed after it got the IP address. Now if I look into the state file, which is another one of those problems with ifupdown, but I'll get to that later, it didn't actually bring it up. Ifupdown thinks that the network is not configured because it failed here. But if I look at the network interface,